Spirit. Amen. Today we enter the second week of Advent, still on the journey of preparation. Last Sunday we heard the call, prepare the way of the Lord. Today the Gospel tells us how to prepare. John the Baptist stands before us and proclaims a simple but challenging way to prepare. Repent, he said, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What does it mean to repent? In Scripture, repentance is never just feeling sorry. For John the Baptist, repentance means a change of mind and heart, a turning around, a choosing of a new direction. It echoes the words of Ezekiel, cast away your sins and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Repentance is God's invitation to begin again. John offered a baptism of water as a sign of that desire to change. But he also said something more than just repentance. Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. In other words, repentance is not proven by words, but by a changed life. It is shown in decisions, in habits, in actions that reflect the presence of God in us. This is what Advent is for. It is the season to pause, to look honestly at our lives, to name our sins, and to ask the Lord to help us change what needs to change. Through prayer, through acts of kindness, through renewed commitment, we prepare a place for Jesus in our heart. The poet Alexander Pope once wrote, what does it profit me if Jesus is born in thousands of cribs all over the world, but not born in my heart? Advent reminds us that Christmas is not only about Jesus being born in Bethlehem, but also about Jesus being born in us. In our attitudes, in our relationships, in our choices. When Christ is reborn in our hearts, his love, mercy, forgiveness, and humble service would appear in the way that we live. So these are the fruits of repentance John the Baptist calls for. Obeying God's commandments sincerely. Healing broken relationships, taking responsibility in our homes, working with honesty, treating one another with justice and compassion. And this renewed heart should not stay hidden. Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount, so let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So when our lives bear fruit, God is glorified. As Jesus says, by this way, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. We can live this out individually and in our families. But we are also called to bear fruit as a parish community by reaching out, welcoming, and caring for those who are searching for God's love, sometimes without even realizing it. Pastor Rick Warren once observed, the churches grow, not because of buildings or programs, but because people invite others. He notes that the most first-time visitors come because a friend or a neighbor reached out. So the verbs inviting, reaching, gathering make all the difference. In today's gospel, John the Baptist reaches out and touches lives through his preaching and the witness of his life. This is our lesson. May his courage and clarity inspire us. May our repentance be real. May our hearts be ready. May our lives bear the fruit that shows that Christ is truly among us. Amen.